And now come closer and hear the story from the Gospel of Matthew of how Jesus walked on the water following the feeding of the 5,000. Immediately, Jesus told his followers to get into the boat and go ahead of him across the lake. He stayed there to send the people home. After he sent them away, he went by himself up into the hills to pray. It was late, and Jesus was there alone. By this time, the boat was already far away from land, and it was being hit by waves because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on water. When his followers saw him walking on the water, they were afraid. They said, "It's a ghost," and cried out in fear. But Jesus quickly spoke to them, saying, "Have courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if it is really you, then command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And Peter left the boat and walked on the water to Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid and began to sink. He shouted, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. Jesus said, "Your faith is small. Why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind became calm. Then those who were in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. When Jesus stretches out his hand to Peter, we see his divine response to the very human circumstance of fear. Because fear is a real human emotion, and it can be hard to keep it out of the boat of life. But non-threatening fear can sink us. Non-life-threatening fear can sink us. Fear can get us in over our heads and make us feel like we are going under. But here's the thing about fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And I wish I could tell you I thought of that clever acronym, but my spiritual director told me that, and I can't tell you how many times I've had to remind myself of it. False evidence appearing real, very real sometimes. Because even though we have the fear that we feel and it's very real for us in the moment, fear does not paint an accurate picture of reality. The average person's fear comes from 40% of things that will never happen. 40%. 30% of things about the past. 12% of criticism from other people. We fear that, right? But it's mostly untrue. 10% about our health, which gets worse if we stress about it. And only 8% about real problems we will actually face. Almost half, 40% of our fear is about things that will never happen. And only 8% of things we fear we will actually have to face. That means 92% of our fear is false evidence appearing real. But that 92% can really grip us sometimes. And before you know it, we feel like we're sinking in it. And the interesting thing is, all the water in the world, however hard it tried, could never sink a boat unless it got inside that boat. And all the fear in the world might wear us pretty thin sometimes, but it can't sink our peace unless we let it inside. So we need to anchor ourselves in Christ to keep us steady, to keep our fear from sinking us. Christ is our anchor, our outstretched hand that keeps fear out of the boat. Because when fear starts to blow up against us and the wind and the waves start pounding on our souls, it's that crucial moment of fear versus faith. Faith in that no matter how things turn out, we're going to be okay, and God will provide. And that's what's so scary sometimes. We can't always know the outcome of things, and we can't always control the outcome of some things. But we have a God that assures us all will be well, no matter what happens. We have Christ with us who says, "Have courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And then he says, "Come." And he reaches out his hand to save us from sinking. Because when Jesus says, "Have courage," he is telling us, walk into that storm. Face your fear. Don't let the wind and the waves steal your faith or your peace. Have courage. Because it's me. When Jesus says, "It is I," he is telling us, you will find me there when you walk straight into the things that you have to face. I'm right there, right in the middle of the storm that is swirling all around. I am here for you. So do not be afraid. When he says, "Do not be afraid," he's saying your fear will sink you if you let it in, if you succumb to it. So don't let it in. Instead, let me in. Because Peter comes to Jesus after Jesus says, "Have courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter sees Jesus out there in the middle of the storm, so Peter wants to get close to him. And Jesus' response is, "Okay, come." And the word "come" means to move or travel toward a place, to approach, or to draw close. Peter wants to draw close to Jesus in this storm. And Jesus says, "Yes, come close to me so you will not be afraid, so you don't have to live in fear while this storm is here. So you can be securely anchored in me and in your faith until it passes." So Peter comes close to Jesus, and he walks on the water too. Peter, he walks on the water. There is nothing so impossible as walking on water for human beings. We can walk on the narrowest ledges of the loftiest cliffs, right? Have you ever rock climbed? You're hanging by your fingertips and on your tippy toes. We can do that. We can also walk on the thinnest of ropes as human beings, across Niagara Falls. But we can't walk on water. And yet Jesus does it, because Jesus is fully human and fully divine. But Peter's fully human. And then as soon as he gets in touch with the divinity within him, because he sees it reflected in Christ, he's able to conquer his fear, and he did the seemingly insurmountable. He walked right into the storm. Walks right into it. He found his courage, and he drew close to Jesus. He wasn't afraid to do the impossible, and he walked on water too. But then he lost his focus. He lost sight of Jesus because he started looking around at all the wind and the waves that were crashing, and he realized he had walked right into the middle of the storm. And he felt afraid again, and so what happened? He began to sink. Our fear will sink us if we let it in. But Jesus isn't going to let us drown. Jesus is not going to let us go down. For the moment we cry out, "Jesus, save me," Jesus will stretch out his hand and save us. And I know there are a lot of times in our lives it feels like forever for Jesus to reach out that hand, right? When we're in the midst of fear. But it's because we're not always in the right place to take a hold of it. We get like Peter, and we get so focused and distracted on what's going on around us, we lose sight of that hand that is there for us. And that's when we feel like we're sinking. That's when fear gets the best of us. But our fear doesn't get to win. It's not real. It's false evidence appearing real. What is real is Jesus. Jesus is real. Christ's hand reaching out to us is real. It's really there for us. And it's saying, if you start to sink, I'm not going to let you go down. I will save you, and I will help you take hold of your faith again. Jesus inspires faith. The storms of life inspire fear. And Jesus, by coming right into the storm, taught us three things. Three beautiful things. First, nothing so disastrous or so sorrowful or so painful in our lives, none of those things cannot beat the hand of God. God will conquer them for us. Second, Christ is with us, even if we can't see him, even if we're so blindsided by the storm that's come upon us. Christ is there. And third, that our divine nature that we have within, that we are born with, is stronger and greater than any human tendency. When we anchor ourselves in Christ, we are taking the hand of Christ, and we are securing our faith through the storm. How has the hand of Christ been outstretched to you? Who has been the hand of Christ to you? And how will we reach our hands to others who might be sinking? How will we reach out to them in the love of Christ? Because the hands of Christ are in us and all around us. Let us take hold of those beautiful hands. Amen.
Our hymn of response is number 386. Just remain seated. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. Come, O thou traveler unknown, number 386.